They spoke to us. Report from the 168th Semiannual General Conference, October 3rd and 4th, 1998. President Gordon B. Hinckley, we believe in Christ. We worship Christ. We take upon ourselves in solemn covenant His holy name. The church to which we belong carries His name. He is our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, through whom came the great atonement with salvation and eternal life. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Gracias. Danke. Merci. Whatever language is spoken, thank you, frequently expressed, will cheer your spirit, broaden your friendships, and lift your lives to a higher pathway as you journey toward perfection. There is a simplicity, even a sincerity, when thank you is spoken. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Listen to your parents. Be obedient to them, whether you agree with them or not. They love you more than anyone else and have your best interests at heart. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Have you ever thought of yourself as a junior angel crowned with glory and honor? Every one of our Father in Heaven's children is great in His sight. If the Lord sees greatness in you, how, then, should you see yourself? Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Who are we? We are children of God. Our potential is unlimited. Our inheritance is sacred. May we always honor that heritage in every thought and deed. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. I bear witness that the Savior lives. He loves you. He will guide you through the Holy Ghost as you steadfastly choose to do what is right to a future glorious beyond your dreams. I know He will. Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. For us to know that the Book of Mormon is true, we must read it and make the choice found in Moroni. Pray to know if it is true. When we have done that, we can testify from personal experience to our friends that they can make that choice and know the same truth. Elder Ronald T. Halverson of the 70. Joy and peace of mind that truth seekers throughout the world desire to find can only be found by knowing and living the principles of the gospel. Bishop H. David Burton, presiding bishop. Many feel the terms Sabbath day and play day are synonymous, but I know that remembering to keep the Sabbath day holy is one of the most important commandments we can observe in preparing us to be the recipients of the whisperings of the Spirit. Sister Virginia U. Jensen, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. If we listen to the voices of the world, we will be misled. But if we listen to the voice of the Lord through His living prophet and follow His counsel, we will never go astray. Sister Susan L. Warner, Second Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. Because our Heavenly Father wants us to know Him and to feel His love, He planned a world filled with magnificent creations that bear record of Him and His Son, Jesus Christ. Have you ever counted all the things that bear record of the Savior? There are sunsets and seashells, lilacs and lakes, insects and animals, miraculous mornings, and star-strewn skies. End of article, They Spoke to Us. Report from the 168th Semiannual General Conference, October 3rd and 4th, 1998. FHE.